Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Bulls. On today's episode, we'll actually be ranking Zach LaVine's max deal against other max deals given out in this free agency and see where he stacks up. Lastly, we'll be getting into where the Chicago Bulls are among other winners and losers of free agency. And lastly, we'll be talking about the Bulls' undrafted free agent and Justin Lewis ranking third in Bleacher Report's articles of all undrafted free agents. We'll get into all that and more on today's Locked On Bulls.
You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for tuning in and making Locked On Bulls your first listen every day. Locked On Bulls, a member of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. That's Pat the Designer, host and creator of the Windy City Breeze. I'm Hayes, host and creator of Chicago Bulls Central, where I cover the Bulls daily over there as well. Let's go ahead and jump right into the topics for today's episode. Pat, a lot of people made a lot of noise about if Zach LaVine should or should not be a max level player, if he should get that contract. Well, he got the contract. So now let's talk about where where he ranks among the other players that got max contracts in this free agency. There's a whole bevy of them. There's more than I thought that was going to be initially coming in here. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to look at the list, but I'm going to go ahead and run it down real quick. Bradley Beal, 5 years, $251 million. We found out today he got a no-trade clause in that as well. Only the 10th player ever to get a no-trade clause, which is wild to me. Nikola Jokic as well. Yeah, only the 10th player ever. Nikola Jokic, 5 years, $264 million. Devin Booker, 4 years, $214 million. Carl Anthony Towns, $224 million over 4 years. Ja Morant, 5 years, $231 million. Zach LaVine, 5 years, $215.2 million. Zion, 5 years, $193. Darius Garland, 5 years, $193 as well. Now, Zion has heavy, heavy injury provisions in his that could rise or lower that contract, but now you hear those, just gave all those out to you. Where do you think Zach LaVine ranks amongst those players while people are saying that Zach should not be a max level player?
The best one. And I'll say it for this reason. Mm-hmm. Does not mean he's the best player. Okay. Nikola Jokic is the league's MVP.
2 years.
Of course, a two-time league MVP who gets no respect, by the way. How's he not on a 2K cover out here? But he's the league's MVP, two-time MVP. He's clearly probably the best player out of all of them on this list. I'll say if Zion can stay healthy, Zion might rival that. My man's makes like 70% of his field goals, which is crazy to say, right?
Yeah.
But when you think about players that got paid a sizable contract, a max contract, and where their teams are going to rank next season.
Mm-hmm.
Zach LaVine is your best bang for your buck. $215 million. Realistically, if Zion stays healthy, he's cheaper than Zion Williamson is going to be.
Yeah.
And you're talking about already on a playoff team. DeMar DeRozan, Vooch is on that team. Patrick Williams may be taking a step. The Lonzo Ball comes back healthy. You're talking about the Bulls being a top four seed. And you're paying $215 million for the person that you hope is your best player on that team, right? Bradley Beal's getting $257. They might not make the playoffs next year. I mean, maybe Zion Williamson is close in that deal, right? But even if you look at Nikola Jokic, it sounds like a great deal if Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. are there.
Yeah.
But there's question marks around so much of that. And so when I look at Zach LaVine's deal, $215 million, 5 years, I'm looking at this and I'm like, bro, like we've got players that are going to get better as his deal increases. Declines. The NBA salary cap is increasing as well. And we're still going to be able to pay other people to come here that want to be here in Chicago. Oh, by the way, Chicago as well. So that makes a big difference, right? So for me, Zach LaVine has the best deal out of everybody here based on where the team is at right now, ready to win. I don't think there's another name on there that you said, minus maybe Zion, that team is ready to win.
Okay, there's two players on this list that I'm saying that I would rather have on a max level deal than Zach LaVine. That's Nikola Jokic because he's the two-time reigning MVP, and he makes – everybody better on that team. If that team, you subtract Nikola Jokic from that Denver Nuggets team, they're a 30-win team, if that.
If we saying rather have, I didn't know he was doing the rather have.
No. I mean, that's what I'm looking at it. But, and then Ja Morant. And only because of Ja Morant's youth. Ja Morant ain't really proved nothing. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Great series in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Could that Memphis team has went further if he did not get hurt?
Yeah.
All that conversation, right? But he hasn't proven a lot in the NBA. Let's just be real. Now, heck of a talent that I would love to have on my team. Let me be clear before the keyboard warriors start typing on me. So with that being said, those are only two. Bradley Beal, what has he really done since John Wall left that team? Devin Booker. Devin Booker is Zach LaVine minus Chris Paul being there with him. We'd be talking about them in the same exact light. Karl Anthony Towns, come on, man.
You know what? That's the one I forgot, though. I did forget what? That one. Karl Anthony Towns with Rudy Gobert is probably going to be – that's probably a team.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also Anthony. That's probably a team – another team is poised.
But the thing is that if Zach had that type of cast, he has one now.
Yeah, but
if he had Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, right up there. I'm not putting Karl Anthony Towns above Zach LaVine. Zion Williamson, listen. If I could bet on him being healthy, he would be up there. Yeah. But guess what? Betting on Zion Williamson to be healthy at this point is asinine. There's no way I'm going to bet on that. Now, if he starts proving it, okay. And the one that's at the bottom tier, the fact – and I know it's a lot less – well, not a lot less money. Really, when you look at it, it's only about 22 million more, which is quite a bit of money.
And for us.
Darius Garland, come on. There's nothing that Darius Garland has done that, to me – I would say that he's worth a max level contract. Now, yes, his max is less than Zach's.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Darius Garland is clearly a max level player at this point in his career. He's trajecting to be that. Absolutely. Yeah. But I wouldn't say that there's any surefire way. Zach LaVine, and people forget, Zach LaVine can easily be. He was 12th in the league. While everybody's talking about Zach LaVine this season and, oh, well, he only averaged such a – he was 12th in the league in scoring. Easily could be top 10 in the league in scoring. Mm-hmm. Anybody who can be top 10 in any aspect of what they do at this level, come on, man. Come on.
No, yeah, I agree with you. I think if we're talking about players I'd rather have, right, I probably would throw Beal on that list, but depending on the cast of people, right? Like, it's like, are we swapping Jokic for here, right? Like, then, yeah, I'd rather have Jokic than Nico and than Vooch, I should say. They both Nikos. But then Vooch in Chicago, you know, like, so if we're talking about players we'd rather have, I think that's a different scenario. But when you look at everyone's production, right, of course, MVP level for Vooch and for Jokic and all that, I look at how is that team going to be constructed around how that contract's going to be built? There's not too much more like a Bradley Beal deal, right? Like, you better hope Porzingis and Kuzma works, because you're not going to be able to bring a lot of people in there. You're not going to be able to get a lot done in there. And you see the no trade clause getting added into his contract. You probably expect him at some point to be like, all right, listen, if this don't work out, here's my list of teams that I'm willing to go to. And I would like y'all to acquiesce to that. And Washington's probably going to end up doing it, right? Again, right, like there's so many concerns around it, where with Zion, with Jokic, even with Booker, right? Like, Booker seems like his dependency for him taking that team to the next level, like you said, has so much to do with Chris Paul. Is that the player that you wanted? Not to say he doesn't deserve his max, he absolutely deserves his max, but you're giving him that max. You weren't willing to give DeAndre Ayton that max. Who's going to be the guy if Devin Booker can't go that's going to push you to that next level? Or if Chris Paul can't go, that's going to get Devin Booker to that next level, right? So those are kind of the things that I'm looking at. For me, with Zach LaVine, 215 is the sweet spot, because the Bulls can still add players. They still have players on this team. If they really want to add a major piece, they have room to still go into the luxury tax if they really want to do it, right? Like, there's so much. The Bulls have so much flexibility. And so because of that, I think Zach's contract is definitely the best bang for its buck. And for everybody that's like, Zach's injury prone, you can't give him that money. Like, he's had two knee procedures, one actual major surgery, and procedure from last year,
which is typical. It's taking how anybody's had that. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm fine with giving him 215, and you can feel comfortable about it. Like you said with Zion, bro, you gave it to him, but you ain't comfortable giving it
to him. Exactly. Like, especially down there in New Orleans with them beignets, you can't trust Zion Williamson down there with the beignets. And gumbo? Come on, fam. Come
do you
on,
think
man.
He hasn't been working? I keep hearing this. Is he? Do you think he's not working out down there at all? Like, he had to leave New Orleans to stop eating?
I don't know.
Like, he just has no self-control, so he's just like, I got to go to Utah and work out. Like, I know they got
Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do. My only concern is, what does that mean during the season when you can't leave, right?
Hey, man.
But listen, New Orleans is going to have a heck of a team down there. If Zion can stay healthy with the addition of C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram, and I honestly think playing a year without Zion helped the development of so many players on that team a little bit, that if he can stay healthy next season, we may be talking about a New Orleans Pelicans team that just, hey, they may shock some teams in the West. So shout out to them.
I'm really going to be interested to see how they put everybody together.
Oh, that's
like, Zion's not really a player you play around or play with. Zion's kind of like, you do your thing and we're going to be here.
Exactly. And Zion and the Pelicans. But if you guys get that reference, I love you. But next
that
up,
will never happen, Dave.
We're going to be talking about winners and losers in the free agency and where the Bulls rank among those. But first, I got to talk to you guys about Rock Auto. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family-owned business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every customer. So, go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about a section? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at
rockauto.com.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey. All right, Bulls fans. Next up, we're going to go ahead and jump into winners and losers from free agency and our scope and our perspective and what that means for the Chicago Bulls. I can already tell you right now, my opinion on the winners and losers as it pertains to the Chicago Bulls specifically is probably going to frustrate some people. But, you know, that's what I'm here to do sometimes. I love to frustrate people. So, Pat, you want to take this one away first? What's one of the winners from free agency for you as far as a team?
Pains me to say it, but you got to give props where props is due. I still think we're going to kick the crap out of them. But I have to say, one of the winners to me so far is the Atlanta Hawks. Because you got, now there's still a ton of question marks on what that team is going to be able to do, right? But you got DeJounte Murray for a bag of balls, a sack of peanuts, a half-dead dog, and the bullet to put it down with. Like, they gave up nothing. Like, we gave up some picks that we hope we're not in a position to use. You know what I mean? Like, so I tell you what, though,
if this does not work out for the Atlanta Hawks, those picks could be way higher than people are expecting, because if for some reason this doesn't work out, they gave up.
It's true, right? But I feel like the perception that we thought around it, that the team was going to look like, has changed completely, right? Like, I thought that was going to be a team that 2 years ago, they were in the ECF. They completely are planning on rebuilding that team. I don't know if that's the case anymore. We've gone the entire free agency in pretty much 2 weeks now, and I haven't heard about a John Collins trade. I haven't heard about a Clint Capella trade anymore. You know, those were names we were hearing, and I was like, who the heck's playing defense on this team? Right? Like, DeJounte Murray, 6'4", Trey Young's 5'10", lying to say 6'1". Like, it's still an incredibly small backcourt. DeJounte Murray is a great defender with a 6'10 wingspan, but it's an incredibly small backcourt. So I was like, who's playing behind them? Because it's going to be real hard to stop people. But if you've still got John Collins, you've still got Clint Capella. They added Justin Holiday to that bench, as well as I can't think of the other dude. Is Mo Harkless, right? Harkless is on that bench as well now, right? Like, they've got some nice pieces on that team. I think they've done an excellent job this offseason. I think they've done a pretty good job in free agency, just kind of getting guys in there. And, well, I guess it's more offseason than free agency, but I like what the Hawks have done in this offseason.
Yeah, and I'm going to look at it. I'm going to name mine. And these are two winners that – we're in the same trade. And this is one of the rare times I think both teams won this trade. And that is the Minnesota Timberwolves and Utah Jazz in the Rudy Gobert trade. I think that what the Minnesota Timberwolves gain in getting a player like Rudy Gobert, which allows now Carl Anthony Towns to do a little bit more floating out there and not have to be the rebounder and everything for that team, could be dangerous. We'll see how it works out. But right now, at least on paper, without seeing it on the court, they improved that team dramatically as far as their defensive capabilities while maintaining all of their offensive work. They didn't give up a lot for it. Now, yeah. On the other end, while I do think, even though I said the Minnesota Timberwolves didn't, well, they gave up a lot as far as draft capital, but why the Utah Jazz also won that trade is that you get a player in Walker Kessler, who, while not the defensive player that Rudy Gobert is, nobody will say that, you get a player who was the reigning defensive player of the year in college basketball, who averaged 4 blocks per game, who can rebound for you, who is going to be a monster in pick and roll potentially with Donovan Mitchell. And then on top of that, you're getting 3 unprotected picks, first rounders. Yeah. That's rare in the NBA.
Now the question there becomes, right, like, do you expect those picks to be pretty low? It's not even because of Rudy Gobert. I'm not going to lie to you. Anthony Edwards is such a dog. I think that Minnesota's time is next up. Like, Anthony Edwards, I just watch him play sports, and I'm just like, aren't you good
at? Bro, here's a hot take, literally. I'm going to look directly in the camera with this.
Zoom in on yourself.
In 3 years, Anthony Edwards will be considered top 3 of the best basketball players in the NBA. Mark my words.
I was trying to see if I could get that shorter, but it's probably going to take 3 years for everybody to kind of admit it, because it took about that long for Muggs to finally start looking at Luka that way. And like, Luka ain't that good. He don't.
And people still don't even want to admit sometimes that KD is the best player in the NBA.
There's certain numbers, right, that players end up putting up where you just have to be like, all right. When you saw, like, top playoff scores in NBA history, and then you saw Michael Jordan, Luka, and there's like 0.3 between them, it's like, all right.
Exactly.
What am I saying? Exactly.
I'm going to go ahead and get into my loser. The loser in this, to me, has to be because they lost the best player in free agency, and that's the Dallas Mavericks. Losing Jalen Brunson for what they lost him for, not matching that deal, and just choosing not to. And the only reason why I have to make them the default losers is because I would say that Jalen, as far as free agents, right, we can talk about players that moved via trade, but as far as free agents, Jalen Brunson was the best statistically free agent out there on the market, and they lost him. So the Dallas Mavericks got to go in my loser pile.
I'm not mad at that take. Mm-hmm. But do we also give them some leeway because they also brought back Christian Wood, essentially giving you a 1-2 punch of Luka, who's going to play the point anyway, with a big man that can run the floor, stretch the floor, and still give you a lot of what you need there? And Spencer Dinwiddie does give you a lot of production. Can't talk right now, standing next to Luka.
I'll say this. If it wasn't for them acquiring Christian Wood, remember I gave the caveat that they are the loser because they gave up the best player. If it wasn't for them getting Christian Wood, they'd be the period, the loser. That's the only thing that saved them, that gave them that caveat. So,
yeah. My loser in free agency, I feel like it's such an easy target, right? But it was the one that I just was like, you didn't do anything. Like, you made a signing, but you did the Orlando Magic. What are y'all doing?
Oh, I mean, what are y'all doing? Listen, bro? they had the number one pick, bro. Like, I mean,
the Mo Bamba deal, though.
Bro, the fact that
maybe it's because I wanted Mo. Maybe it's that.
But
too.
Wait, they got Mo Bamba, Bobo.
That's what I'm saying.
Poncho, Wendell Carter. Like, they are going to have the biggest team in the NBA this season by height.
Bro, what are they finna be, the Cavs?
I don't know, bro. And people think we're the Cavs were crazy for having 3 bigs. The Orlando Magic got 5 of them. They can literally they won't do it, but they can literally run a 5 player matchup of all 7 footers.
You literally improved nothing. And I will say this, right? We had the conversation about max players. I think another loser in free agency for me is I didn't get a max deal, right? But to me, Philadelphia.
Yeah, what are they doing?
I don't know. Like, and a lot of people view it as a winner, right? Because they went and got 37-year-old PJ Tucker, which I'm fine with you
for
going
$30 million.
That's the problem.
That's it. It's and not that's PJ why I Tucker, said, right, the player.
Like, I view the Bulls as a winner in free agency because Drummond's coming in. He's going to give you really good production for $3.3 million. Dragic coming in, and he can knock down the three-pointers. You named the stats in the last pod for $2.9 million. You got Derrick Jones Jr. back for three. Like, yes, they're not the sexy names, but you got a bunch of guys that are going to come out and do a job for $3 million. PJ Tucker makes 10 times as much as them just to go out there. Let's be real. Stop Giannis.
Yeah.
The
reason why the Bulls can't be losers for me is they didn't lose anybody worth that you didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
And yeah, they added some players that aren't flashy, but they didn't overspend on it. Look at all the players you can say that got overspent on.
Yeah.
The Bulls did not overspend on a single free agent that they brought in. Now, yes, would we like to see them spend more on better free agents? Yeah. But at the same time, what it could have, should have. We can't hurt them for a player that we don't know for sure would have come. Well, Mo, you know, it was reported Mo wanted to come here. So we can give him that one. But outside of that, the Bulls didn't lose anybody that was worth keeping.
I'll say this, right? And here's one. It's a tough one to say, right? But and you mentioned one side of it with Dallas. Can we also call New York losers in free agency? Because, yeah, you spent a bunch of money on Jalen Brunson, but you really didn't make your team better.
Well, they could be losers of the offseason because they had the 11th overall pick and decided to walk away from the draft with no young players and then spent money on Hartenstein and went ahead and re-signed Mitchell Robinson as well. Like, yeah, you brought in Brunson. Heck of a player.
You brought in Brunson, right? But, like, are you going to play Mitchell Robinson? Because you re-signed him.
I'm higher on what the Knicks did than you. I don't see them as losers, but I see them as spending a lot of money to stay exactly where they were.
Bro, that's a loser. You spent $100 million and you still finna have 39 wins next year.
That's fair.
Hey, before we get to the Justin Lewis conversation, man, and where he's ranking among undrafted rookies in free agency, we do got to tell you about Built Bar. Man, I wish I could tell you that I got these coconut brownie chunk puffs for free, but I had to order mine. So for the people who didn't have to order, no, I'm just playing. We all out there right there, except Hayes. For the people who invented healthy and tasty, comes the latest gift of your taste buds. You probably have tried the amazing coconut brownie chunk Built Bar. Guess what? Your friends at Built Bar have given you the coconut brownie chunk, the puffs treatment. Y'all, we've told y'all about the puffs since we've gotten on this podcast. Stop drooling about them. They're good for you. They're low calorie. They're low sugar. They're high protein. They're all delicious. It's time for you to go order the puffs. All Built Bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. That's what it's all about. All these diets out here, you be out here eating leaves off a tree, talking about, I'm losing weight. And I'm so happy. No one's happy about losing weight. Eat delicious, coconut-rich, sweet brownie, creamy marshmallow. Stop fantasizing. Go to BuiltBar.com or go to Built.com to order your box of coconut brownie chunk Built Puffs right now. Go to Built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order at Built.com.
Bam. All right. Now we're going to talk about Justin Lewis. We're coming down the stretch here. But Justin Lewis ranked number 3 on Bleacher Report's list of best undrafted free agents. Now, I'm going to briefly touch on this list. Gene Montero with the New York Knicks. He signed with the New York Knicks is number 1. We got Michael Foster Jr., a power forward / center who signed with the Philadelphia 76ers. And then our very own Justin Lewis, small forward / power forward, 235 pounds, 7 foot, 2.5 wingspan. Come on, bro. Come on.
I love it.
Yeah, listen. This guy, and the more that I see about him, the more that I love, bro. Let's go ahead and round up the top 5, though. We also got Darian Sebron with the New Orleans Pelicans. Trevion Williams with the Boston Celtics. That rounds out your top 5 undrafted free agents. Yep. Number 3 going to the Chicago Bulls. How excited are you about Justin Lewis' potential? Now, are we drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit too much? Because it is completely possible that we walk away and Justin Lewis doesn't play a single minute of NBA basketball this season. But what do you think about Justin Lewis and the signing?
I think that Justin Lewis is going to prove to be the best value signing out of all the undrafted rookies. Because when you look at Justin Lewis, that doesn't mean he's going to be a superstar right away and all that. But when you look at Justin Lewis, right, like, and I feel like people took this as a slight when I brought it up, but NBA teams aren't looking at Marquette for NBA talent. Mm. They're just not. And it's sad to say, right, because Marquette played some of the better teams in college basketball this season, right? But because of it being Marquette and them being they're still kind of a flashy school because of D. Wade, right? But you're talking about eight players since the 2000s have begun that have been drafted. Justin Lewis did if you look at, like, the high scores and the high rebounders in the game, it's him. Yeah. And a lot of those games for Marquette and playing against a lot of the same competition that we give these other guys that were drafted credit for playing against. So it's not a slight at all that Justin Lewis went unlooked. He might view it as a slight, but for me, right, it's the NBA's stigma on players from Marquette, right? Like, we just don't see them go to Marquette very often.
Yeah, you really don't. The thing that I will say about this for me, as far as the Justin Lewis pick, offensively, he brings everything that you want as that combo forward. Everything you want offensively. Defensively, while he's active defense, like, and this is the thing, right? He gets caught up in sometimes on the ball things, definitely off the ball. He kind of gets caught up in things. Sometimes he also has turnover issues. But outside of that, you're not going to get a perfect player at being an undrafted rookie. Let's just be clear there. But with the skill set that he has, I'm going to go ahead and say it to this. Do you remember when the Bulls drafted one James Johnson, and in that same draft, they drafted Taj Gibson,
yep,
right? Coming in there, a lot of people thought, hey, James Johnson is eventually going to take over and be the starter here. And guess what? By the end of that first season, everybody was looking at Taj Gibson.
I think with Justin Lewis, we think he's going to be a four, but because of the defensive skills not being there yet, and you can trust P. Will there more, mm-hmm, I think you can see Justin Lewis being more of a three, somebody that's literally coming in to give you offense.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch this guy shoot, translates so well to the NBA. Able to pull up, jay it in your face, hand in the face, closing out on him, right? Like, it's not the same level of competition play in and play out, but he was dominating guys on the offensive glass, pulling up in their face, driving past them, blowing past them, rising up, able to yam it down on them. He's a physical spec. He's 235 pounds.
And moves like a guard.
And moves like a guard. So, like, I think you're going to see – there's going to, at some point this season, come a lineup where you're going to see, hopefully Lonzo's healthy, Alonzo Ball, Ayo Dosunmu, Justin Lewis, Patrick Williams, maybe Marko Šimunović, maybe. I'm giving you a little bit. I'm giving you a little bit on that one, right? Because Marko can move a little bit better than Vooch can, so you might be able to work him in there. But I think that lineup of just wingspan, length, shooting ability, that's going to be something to watch for this season. I think Justin Lewis not only makes the team, I think Justin Lewis makes the rotation.
So Justin, the Marquette Golden Eagles, right? They number six Villanova. They beat them twice this season. Mm-hmm. And guess who was the standout player in both of those games?
Justin Lewis.
The thing is, I understand the Chicago Bulls fans that wanted EJ Liddell, and yeah, it seems like a down ring. Now we're betting on this undrafted. Justin Lewis, I think, has maybe a lower floor, but he has a higher ceiling than EJ Liddell. He's younger, bigger, has a better complete offensive game. He's not the passer that EJ Liddell is, nor is he the rim protector that EJ Liddell is. But you get a lot of the same things from Justin Lewis, and I'm looking at him as a guy that we may look back in a year, 2 years from now, and say, hey, AK did it again. AK did it again.
And the thing is, right, if you go small ball in that, Patrick Williams can be your rim protector. I think people just didn't see P. Will enough last year, and they kind of forget that, like, he blocks shots, and he's pretty good at it, right? Like, so there's a part of me that looks at Justin Lewis, and I'm more excited about him than I am about Dalen Terry, because the things that Dalen Terry brings, like, I think he's going to be a nice piece off of the bench. I think he's going to be somewhat of a glue guy for the Bulls,
mm-hmm,
but Dalen Terry's best asset coming in early in the season is going to be his facilitating and him being able to pass the ball around. I got Ayo and I got Lonzo. Now I got Goran Dragic as well. I don't know how that fits in, but, like, I've got guys that can do that. I don't have guys that can do what he can do right here. I don't have guys that are have a 7'2 wingspan that can get their own shot right now. I don't have guys that have a 7'2 wingspan that can be a spot-up shooter right now and shoot over everybody. So I'm more intrigued by Justin Lewis than probably most people are, because I think he might be the person who we talk about. Like we talked about Iowa's the steal of the draft. I think he could be the steal of the undrafted market.
Mm. That's big words coming from you there, Pat. But, you know, I think that Justin Lewis does have a chance. And even at the minimum, right, I look at Justin Lewis as this. Even if it doesn't pan out as far as like him developing more than what some people think, I look at Justin Lewis as a player that's going to stick around for quite a bit of while and give you some things, and it adds versatility to that bench. He's a player that can be on the bench almost on any NBA roster because of his versatility in the positions that he can play and his offensive game. So
yeah,
we'll see.
He's going to be interesting to see, man. I think he's that spot up shooter that Bulls fans have been clamoring for.
Yeah, we'll see with that, man. But that is it from us for today, unless you got anything left, Pat.
Nah, man, that's it for me. Follow me on everything at Pat the Designer. Follow us both over at Locked On Bulls. We appreciate y'all for showing love to us, man.
Definitely. Thank you for making Locked On. Oh, first, you can follow me at CEO Hayes, the CEO, HAIZE. Hey, man, listen. Sometimes I'll be on some crazy stuff, man. I can't always blame some people with that one. But thank you for making Locked On Bulls your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, go and get up to date on the latest news and rumors around the NBA in just 30 minutes every day with Locked On NBA. Locked On NBA is your daily NBA update in just 30 minutes, available wherever you get your podcast. But for Pat the Designer, I'm Hayes. This is Locked On Bulls, and we see you lovely and beautiful people tomorrow.
Peace, y'all. Stay safe out there.